Right, so we're holding on Yud Zayin Amud Bey, just past the Mishnah. To recap, the Mishnah was talking about the various cases where a person is chayiv in an ashim toloi. We started the Mishnah with a couple of cases. One was a suffix whether he ate chaylev or not. And another one was even if he knows he ate it, but it's a suffix whether it was a kezakis or not. And then the third case, those were the first two cases. And the third case was he had an item of heter and an item of iser in front of him. So for example, shuman and chaylev, and he ate one of them and he doesn't know which one. So in those cases, the Mishnah is saying he's bringing an ashim toloi.
So whether he ate or not, whether it was
a kezayis or not, or whether of the two pieces that were there, one he ate the chaylev piece or not. Right. So the Gemara starts off itmar. Rav Asi omer chaticha achas shaninu. Rav Asi says that we're talking about the case. The first case of the Mishnah would be where there was one piece there, and safek shal chaylev, safek shal shuman. There was a safek whether it's chaylev or shuman. And again, Rashi stresses, as we said yesterday, we don't mean that at the time he ate it, he knew already there was a suffix on it. Then he has no business eating it, and if he does, he's called a mazid. What we mean is he ate it, and later on he discovered that that one piece, there was a suffix on it. So that would be the case, says Rav Asi, where he would be bringing an ashim toloi. Chaticha achas shaninu. We learned, right, there was only one piece. After the fact, he found that there was a suffix on that one piece. Therefore, he's bringing an ashim toloi. There was one piece. It was a suffix. Well, there was a suffix that he found out afterwards whether it was chaylev or shuman. But it was talking about there was all along there was only one piece. It has to be that there were two pieces over there. It has to be that there was one piece of chaylev and one piece of shuman, and he ate one, and we're not sure which one it was. But according to Chiyah Bar Rav, if there had only been one piece there to begin with, then he would not be bringing an ashim toloi. So, but my commitment, what is the underlying machlokes? One second. That's what we're going to talk about. Hold on.
Do you mind picking on the Gemara's before
she? Everyone has the right. Everyone has the right to throw anything on the
screen. Thank you.
So the my commission, we could always sit at one of the other tables on other days, and that way we're not in the way. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Okay, fine. So the my commission, what is the underlying machloikis between Chiyah Bar Rav and Rav Asi? The machloikis is Rav Asi Sober Yesh Eit. Now we have like this. The pasuk that talks about Oshem Tolu goes like this. The Nefesh Kisechta. He did one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, asher lo yisal sena, that should not be done. V'lo yada, he doesn't know, meaning he doesn't know for sure whether he did it. V'oshem, therefore he's guilty. V'nasa avonah, and he bears his guilt, and therefore he brings an oshem. So the point is that the pasuk says that he did one of the mitzvahs, achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem. So, now the word mitzvahs, as usual in the Torah, is spelled mem tzadik vav sof, which can be read mitzvahs. Because there's no Nekudis in the Sefer Torah. So it's the usual machlokes about, which we have in many places in Shas, about whether we treat it as, whether we go according to the way it's written or the way it's pronounced. Rav Asi Sava Yesh Eim L'Masuris. Rav Asi says you go according to the primary thing is the Masuris, meaning the tradition of how it's to be written in the Torah. Therefore, mitzvah. The Torah writes it therefore with one vav. We can read it as if it said mitzvah, which is one single mitzvah. Therefore, Rav Asi says, even if you only have one piece over there, that can still be considered that there's a suffix, which therefore the Torah would make him bring an ashim toloi. Chiyah Bar Rav is going to say that you go according to the mikra, according to the way that we're told to read it. Mitzvois karin, and in which case we read it mitzvois with a cholam, which means mitzvois in the plural. So there have to be at least two pieces over there.
It's not
two masuris. There's one way, there's one how to write it and one how to read it. That's we have all over in Shas. Call it whatever you want. The way it's written in the Torah is called the masuris, and the way we read it is called mikra.
The thing is, if it says mitzvois, it means two pieces.
It means there have to be two pieces of chaylev, but two pieces of which one is chaylev.
Oh, so it's one is
mutter and one is osur, and he ate one. Whereas if you say mitzvah, then there only needs to be one. Right, well, yeah. There is, by the way, an interesting discussion between the Prima Godim and the Orach HaNer about the question, if there were three pieces, would we say that if there were three pieces, two of Heter and one of Isser, would we say that the one of Isser is bottle in the two? But let's not get into that. That's a whole other issue. Okay.
I say it's two.
All you need is two to be vassal, so maybe. Okay. And by the way, there is an interesting point in that, it related to that also, Tosfos mentions over here in the course of the Sugya that even if there's only a spek sveka, whether he did, there's a suffix, and then on top of that, another suffix, whether he did it, then Tosfos learns he would still be bringing an Ashem Tolerit. The Rambam disagrees on that. The Rambam says if there's a spek sveka, you do not. Okay. Anyway.
Who says you do?
And the Tosfos says you do. Tosfos says that if it's a spek sveka, you do. So the Orach HaNer brings that point. Okay. The Rambam is entitled to disagree with Tosfos. They're both returning.
No, I understand that.
Okay.
But
so the Rambam holds.
If spek sveka, there's the Yonachayah.
Okay, but you know what? You could get into also, I mean, the fact that there's also an interesting point that a number of the Rishonim and Achronim bring up, which is that this that we say, Sofik Daraisa Lachumra, is not necessarily Midaraisa in and of itself. Midaraisa itself, I think the Rambam holds this way, or at least they understand the Rambam to hold this way, that this that we say, Sofik Daraisa Lachumra, is itself only a concept Dirabanam. Midaraisa, we wouldn't necessarily say that you have to go according to the suffix. So how is it, in the case of a suffix, the Torah is making you bring an Ashem Tolerit? And there's a good deal of discussion about that. One interesting answer of Shimon Shkoff brings in his sefer on Sfeikas in Halacha called Shara Yosher, it's a classic Yeshivish sefer on this subject, is he says, basically, that the Rambam would understand that, fine, the Torah gives you, the Torah is leaving the option open to you. Look, this thing is a suffix osser, a suffix isser. You want to take your chances on it. Fine, the Torah is not going to order you not to. However, the fact is, if you did it, it's still going to be libay noikvay. It's still expected that you're going to have pangs of conscience. Maybe I did the wrong thing, and therefore you should be bringing an Ashem Tolerit. All right, anyway. Fine. So the point is, in other words, again, Rav Asi holds that you go according to the way it's written. Bechiya Barav says you go according to the way it's written. Okay. Esper Rav Huna l'Rav Asi. The Rav Huna asks a question on Rav Asi. V'ami l'chia barav l'Rav Asi. Or others say that chia barav, the one who is actually arguing with Rav Asi, asks on him, what about, we said, in our Mishnah. We have the third case of our Mishnah, chelev v'shuman l'fonav, where it's chelev and shuman in front of him, v'achol achas mehen, and he ate one of them. Then we're saying he's chayev and an ashem tolerit. So my lav, shouldn't we assume, mid a sefer shtei chatichas, since that case in the Mishnah is talking about that there were two pieces in front of him, reisha nami shtei chatichas. On the face of it, we should assume that the beginning of the Mishnah, when it starts saying sofik ochol, sofik loyochol, means that there were two pieces. In other words, the whole time the Mishnah is talking about two pieces being in front of him. Well, one second. Omelahu Rav, so Rav answers to Rav Huna or Rav Chiya Barav, loy teiz labasa ikha, don't go looking for questions that are easily reversible. In other words, where the answer is where the assumption that you're making can easily be flipped around. The yochol l'shanuy l'chu, Rav Asi can answer very simple. Sefer b'shtei chatichas reisha b'chatichas. No, it is actually talking about two cases. The reisha is talking about there was one piece and it's a sophic whether he ate it, and then the Mishnah continues with a case where there were two pieces. Okay, so the question is, Yehochi, Yesh Loimer, in that case, you could argue like this. Chaticha achas mechayev, shtei chatichas tzricha lameimer. If you chayev, even if there was only one piece over there, needless to say, you'd be chayev where you're not even sure. The Gemara is going to point out later, we're going to have the opinion of Rav Nachman that says that the key thing is whether ikba isura, whether there's a known kavua dika isur over here. Now, you could argue when there's one piece over here, you don't know whether that one piece is chayev or shuman. There's no ikba isura. There's not even necessarily was there an object of Isser over there. So if you're going to say even then he's chayev for an Ashem Tolerit, how much more so where there was definitely a piece of Isser over there. So why would the Mishnah have to mention the case where there were two?
If there's one, there's no Isser.
We don't know if there's an Isser there. That piece might be chayev, it might be shulman. But if it's two, for sure, one of them, yeah. So if the Mishnah says that he's chayev for even one, which is Rav Asi's understanding, why would it need to say two then? Wouldn't it be obvious? Okay, the answer is Zuvain Tzarech L'meima Zu. Fine, you could say the Mishnah is mentioning an anticlimax. It mentions the less obvious case where there's one, and how much more so, needless to say, the case where it's more obvious that he'd be chayev, namely when there's two. We don't like to do that with Mishnayos. Usually we'd say a Mishnah, if anything, goes the other way around. Zu, not only the more obvious case, but also the less obvious. But sometimes we will, sometimes the Mishnah will go like that. Okay, fine. So now the question is like this. Ulachia Barav, What about according to Chiyah Barav's understanding? The Amma Midisefach Shvishtei Chatechas Reishin Amma Midisefach Chatechas. He understands the whole Mishnah is talking about where there were two pieces, because according to him, again, if there was only one piece, there is no Ashen Tadri. Well, then according to him, why does the Mishnah have to repeat? Mishnah Tauti Lomali. Why does the Mishnah have to mention two cases? You say Safek Achal, Safek Layachal, and he says it means a Safek whether you ate the Chalev or whether you ate the Shuman. And then on the next line, we're saying Shuman B'Chalev Lefanim. So it's repetitious. The answer is, he would say, Parushi Kamifadish. He would say that the Mishnah is explaining itself. What do I mean by Safek, Achal, Chalev, Safek, Layachal, Chalev? Maybe Oshem Tolu, case that, what would be that case? Safek Ochel, Safek Layachel, could go and show you Chalev and Shuman Lefonim. For example, there was Chalev and Shuman in front of him. Okay, so both Rav Asi and Chiya Bar Rav have their ways of explaining the Mishnah. With each one of them, there is a bit of a difficulty with doing it, because with Rav Asi, you have to say that the Mishnah is telling us an anti-climax. It's telling us the less obvious case and then the more obvious one, which is not usual for Mishnayos. According to Chiyah Bar Rav, you would have to say that the Mishnah is explaining itself. It's first mentioning a general statement, and then it's teaching it out. Okay.
So according to there was Cherev and Shuman. So what's the ratio?
The ratio would be that there was Chalev and Shuman, and he ate one, and he's not sure which. And the Sefer would also be the same thing. In other words, the ratio is telling us a general statement, Safek Ochel, Safek Lai Ochel, he has to bring. And what is the case of Safek Ochel, Safek Lai Ochel? Namely, that there was Shuman and Chalev in front of him. Okay.
Fine. You need a ratio.
So you have a general statement, then you teach it out. Sometimes a missioner will do that. More on this topic. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. How you look on of shtei chatechas, achas shochel, achas shol shuman, v'achas shochel. If there were two pieces in front of him, one of which was shuman and one was chalev, achal achas mehen ve'eni yedei ez mehen achal. So if he ate one of them, he doesn't know which one. Then chayev, then for sure he's chayev and ashram tali. Everybody would agree with that. But chaticha achas safek shol chalev, safek shol shuman. But if it was one piece and there was a safek, and again, as we said, not there was a safek when he ate it, but he realized later on after he ate it that there was a safek on it, then potter. Then he'd be Potter, which is, in other words, that he's going like Chiyah Bar Rav. Well, Chiyah Bar Rav himself is the son of Rav, so he got his opinion from his own father, Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda is also saying over that din in Rav's name.
His svara is because
Yesh Ein Lamikra. Later on, the Gemara is going to bring up the point that there's no definite issue of it. That's going to be a coin of Nach. When we get to Rav Nachman on Yud Chesem and Aleph, we'll talk about that. Right now, Chiyah Bar Rav, and presumably Rav's reason, we're going to bring over here why Rav says. But the point is that because it says mitzvahs. Okay. So Omar Rav.
What did I say?
So therefore, there have to be two pieces. Only one piece is not. Yeah. Yeah, Amar Rava, my time of the Rav. So Rava, or Shita Mukhabeta says Rava, says, what is Rav's reason? Why does he say that there have to be two pieces? Because we said, Amar Krova also achas mikol mitzvois Hashem b'shraga, meaning Amshi Yishgoz b'shtayim. It means that he has to have been making a mistake within two pieces. Mitzvah, see if mitzvois Karin. And after all, it says mitzvah in the singular, and it's when we read it mitzvois, implying that there had to be one out of two. So it's a little bit different than we said by Chiyah Bar Rav. Chiyah Bar Rav, we said it's just strictly the fact that it says mitzvahs. We ignore the fact that it's written mitzvah. Therefore, it means there's two pieces.
Here
we're saying that we're using both. Mitzvah means one. Mitzvahs means two. So it means there has to be one out of two. Esve Abaya, so Abaya says to Rabbo, Rava, I have a contradiction to you. We learn in a Braisa, Rabbi Yezah, I'm a koi chayovin olav ashen tolui. A koi is a creature. We learned about it in Cholin, and we're not sure if it's a behemoth or a chaya. We discussed it over there. Is it a separate species, which is neither behemoth nor chaya? Is it a crossbreed between a behemoth and a chaya? Whatever it is, it's a sophic behemoth, sophic chaya. Now, if it was a behemoth, then the chaylev of it is also, like any other behemoth. If it's a chaya, the chaylev is mutter. And Rabbi Yezah says, koi chayov and olav ashem tolui. That if a person were to eat chaylev from a koi, he would be chayev and an ashem tolui. Now, there's no two pieces over there. There's the one piece of chaylev, or the one piece, whatever, each piece. But each piece of chaylev from this animal is sophic chaylev, sophic chaylev, sophic shuman. And Rabbi Yezah is saying that you have to bring an ashem tolui. Omaloi, so Rabbi answers him, okay, very simple. Rabbi Eliezer, Sabi, Yashem, Lamasur, that's mitzvah. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer goes according to the way it's written in the pasuk, and it says mitzvah in the singular, and therefore he says Yashem, Lamasur. So yeah, he would say that you only need one piece, like Rabbi Asi said before. But okay, that's his opinion. Yeshem Lamasuras means that you go according, means that you go according to the Masuras. You go according, you derive the meaning of the pasuk, and therefore the parameters of the mitzvah from the Masuras, from the Masura, how we were told to write it in the Sefer Torah, and it's written without the second vav. It's written mitzvahs.
This may be a question still, but it's clear about according to Manam we learned earlier.
That was a biased question. That was a biased question. So the answer would be, Rabbi Eliezer says basically like Rabbi Asi, all you need is one piece that itself was a suffix. Well, that's fine. Indeed, according to the Chachamim would disagree with Rabbi Eliezer and say that no, you can't be mechayiv him for an Ashen Tali for it because there's only one piece. According to them, you would have to have one piece which was chaylev, one piece was bestrumen, and only then is there an Ashen Tali if each one. Right, because according to them, right. So he's going according to Rav Asi. Chia bar Rav and Rav himself are going like a Chachamim. Fine.
And I'm referring also here to the one that says, "Call you even a question on if it's called if it is."
Well, yeah.
So if there's no Isser for sure, then there's no Ashen Tali.
Well, but according to Rabbi, there's definitely a sophic Isser on the Oshim. There's definitely a sophic Isser on the Koi, but it's not Shei Chatichas. It's not two pieces. There's only one piece, and there's no. So we can't call it mitzvos, or using Rabbi Nachman's logic later, there's no Ikbai Surah. We don't have So we don't have the Ikbai Surah. Right. But
course,
here
would never have.
Right, right. Yeah, of course. But here we're not up to that yet. Anyway. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Eliezer is going to say Yesh Eim L'Masodus, but Rav says, I don't have to say that. I can say Yesh Eim L'Mikra, that we go according to the way it's read. It says, or actually we go according to both, mitzvot and mitzvahs. Therefore, it means there has to be one out of two pieces.
So, Kriya is mitzvah?
Masodus is mitzvahs. Masodus is mitzvahs. Yesh Eim L'Mikra is mitzvot, because that's how we read it. That's how we read it. That's what's in the Kodesh. Okay. Esrei, Abaye says, okay, I have another contradiction. Sofik ben Tisha Larishan o ben Shiva La'achron. Now, you have a case like this. You have a woman who did Yibum with her brother-in-law, but she didn't wait 3 months after her husband died like she's supposed to. You're supposed to wait 3 months. First of all, you want to make sure she's not pregnant, because if she's pregnant, you're not supposed to do Yibum. Second of all, if she were to have a baby, then if she were to have a baby afterwards, it would be a suffix, whether it came from her first husband or from the second. So it wouldn't be, either way, the kid's not going to be a mamzer. Either way, the kid's not going to be a mamzer because either he was conceived from the first one, and then he was her legitimate husband, or he was conceived from the second one, and if he wasn't conceived from the first one, fine, she was supposed to do Yibum. So either way, the kid's not a mamzer, but you still have questions about which one is his father, which is going to result in various spaces in halacha. So she's supposed to wait 3 months. But suppose she didn't, and they did Yibum within the 3 months. Then she has a baby, and we have a suffix, whether that baby is suffix ben Tisha L'Rishon ben Shiva L'Achron. Is it a baby born after 9 months of pregnancy from her first husband, or is it a baby born after 7 months of pregnancy from the second one?
Are they 7 months from the baby lived?
Yes. Okay. It's a commonplace thing throughout Shas that babies have two tracks on which they can develop, that most babies develop on a 9-month track, but some of them develop on a 7-month track. And therefore, yeah, the 7-month track is, that's it. You know, all they need is 7 months in the womb. And therefore, yeah. So the din is that the brother-in-law, the Yavam, has to divorce her. Because after all, it's a suffix whether she's allowed to be married to him. If this baby came from her first husband, then it's an Isser Koritz for them to be together because he's not allowed to do Yavam unless he didn't have any children. The Vlad kosher, the kid himself is kosher.
Until when she has to be.
What do you mean? Until when? Forever. Forever. That's it. You know, there's no way of knowing.
The
Vlad kosher, but the baby is kosher because either way, either it came from her first husband or if it came from her first husband, then fine. Yibum wasn't supposed to be done, but the kid himself is kosher. And if it came from the second husband, okay, then Yibum had to be done and the kid came from the second husband. So the kid is kosher either way. But the braisa continues that he, or actually Shitim Rukabetzis points out, is really they. B'chayovin b'ashem toloi. They are going to be chayiv in an ashem toloi because they're not sure. Because we don't know whether they did an Issur Karis or not. So again, here you don't have shtei chatichas, because there's only one woman. We're talking about one man and one woman over here. So there's no shtei chatichas. And yet we're saying that they're chayiv and an ashem toli. So what are you telling me you need two? And the answer is Homani Rabbi Eliezer. Very simple. You would say that price that goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim, in fact, would say he doesn't bring an ashem toli. Or they don't bring an ashem toli.
Because because you have to have two.
Because you have to have two pieces, right? Okay. Eisvei. Abaya says I'm another contradiction.
They can't say each one also can other than to each other, right? You can't say two so.
Well, no, it means, in other words, you'd have to have one which is definitely, one which is also, one which is mutter, and we don't know which one. So, you know, you have the cases in the Mishnah, for example. You have, let's say, in the case of Bias, you have, let's say, you know, his wife and his sister were with him in the house, and he had relations with one of them, and later on he's not sure which one. But over here, you have one woman within which there's a suffix. It's a different thing. Yeah. Okay. Eisvei, Abaya says I have another contradiction. You have a Mishnah in Nida that tells us like this. It's supposed to be, we're going to learn about this in a few months, in another month or so, in Bez Hashem, in Nida, that after a husband and wife have relations, they're supposed to wipe themselves in order to check if she started bleeding. It happens sometimes, women have roya machmas tashmish, they start bleeding as a result of having relations, and then she would be tameh, and so would he. So, and if it happens too many times, they can't stay together, whatever, it's complicated, but whatever, the point is that, so what you're supposed to do is each one of them has a cloth of their own, one for him, one for her. So now what happens is, suppose you find blood on it, nimsa al shaloi, if you find blood on his cloth that he wiped himself with, tamei, and then they're definitely both tamei, because a man doesn't normally bleed from that area. I mean, if he did, fine. If he has a sore over there, that's different. Yeah. But if you find blood over there, it obviously had to come from her. So there's no question they're both tamei, v'chayav and v'korban. And therefore, they're both going to be chayav in a korban because they had relations. It means that they had relations when she was a nida and it was b'shogeg. So each of them is going to have to bring a chafel. No, but the point is, he has to wipe right afterwards. Like as soon as they finish. So therefore, where else would the blood have come from? It had to have come. Well, and especially because we're going to learn about in Nida, she actually becomes Tomei Nida. The blood doesn't need to come to actually flow out of her body in order to be Tomei. Once it starts coming out of the Rechem, even while it's still inside her body, it's already Metamei. So if he finds blood on his, if he wipes himself and finds blood on his cloth, the blood had to have come from her. It had to have been in the vagina while they were having relations.
2 days go by.
No, we're talking about right away.
Obviously, 2 days go by. It means that with Machel's Tashmish, why is Machel's Tashmish?
That's fine. We're not talking about 2 days later. We're going to talk about it in a second. We're going to talk about right away. But with his, if he wipes himself, and with his, the point is, it doesn't matter if he wipes himself right afterwards or 5 minutes later or whatever. The blood had to have come from her because where else did it come from? On the other hand, so therefore they're both chayiv and a korban chafetz. Al shalah, on the other hand, if we find the blood on her cloth, then it depends. Oisiyim, if she wipes and we find the blood there immediately, oisiyim, Rashi says the Greek word that means immediately. So yeah, then tamei and b'chayiv and b'korban, same thing. They're both tamei. And by the way, the reason why they're both tamei is because the Torah tells us the man has relations with a nida, he becomes tamei. Mostly like a nida. There's actually slight differences in the degree of tumah between him and her, but basically it's similar. Yeah. What?
Statutorily.
Yeah, that's just how it is, yeah.
Let me ask you
One second. Hold on a second. Hold the anatomical question a second. So if they found it on her cloth right away, oisiyim, then tamei and b'chayav and b'korban, same thing. They're obviously both tamei because it means the blood had to have started coming out of her uterus while they were still having relations, and therefore she's chayav in a korban. Nimsal shalala achazman, but if she only wiped a while later, and the Gemara explains there how long a while is, it's really not all that long. It's just like a minute or so, maybe less, I don't know. But whatever, if she finds the blood on hers only sometime later, tmei and misafik. So now it's a suffix. Did the blood start flowing while they were still having relations, or did it start right afterwards? And therefore, turin min a korban. So therefore, the Mishnah says they're potter from a korban, because they're potter from a chatas, because we don't know if they... And we learn in a braisa that they're chayav for an ashim tali. So again, there's no shtei chatzichas, why they chayav for an ashim tali. And again, the answer is homani rabbi Eliezer. That braisa would go according to rabbi Eliezer. The chachamim would say they're not bringing a chatas, everybody would agree with that, but they're also not bringing an ashim tali, because for an ashim tali, you need there to be two pieces. There need to be two chatzichas. Now, what's the question?
So the question is, the definition of a nida, does it have to be vaginal, or it has to be from uterine?
It has to be uterine. And we're going to learn in Masechta Nida actually there's a difference where there's various parts of the canal over there where depending where the blood is found there are somewhat different dinim, but in general the Gemara explains over there it's chazaka that most blood found in the prosder in the outer vaginal area it mostly comes from the rechem. Yes, it could maybe have come from a different part of the anatomy, which we'll talk about there exactly what, but it's much less likely.
Now, when you say uterine, does it have to be inside the uterus?
From the uterus, I guess it would be. I think I'm pretty sure it's the cervix as well. I'm not sure about that, but whatever. We'll learn about that in the second day of that session. Okay, onward. Okay. Amr of Chia Amarah. Rabzeira, actually, should have to say that should be. Hoyu the fun of Sheikh Hatzichas, person, same basic idea. If a person had in front of him two pieces of fat, achas shal chelev, achas shal shomen, v'ochal achas man, he ate one of them, any day is man, ochal, he doesn't know which one he ate. Chayev, then he's chayev an oshem tolu. Chatzichas, sofek shal shomen, sofek shal chelev, v'ochal. But again, like we said before in Rab's name, the Rav Zeira is saying the same thing. That if there's a piece which itself is a sophic, whether it was shuman or chaylev, and he eats it, potter. Almer of Zeira, from the one piece, then he'd be potter, because you need two pieces.
He ate one.
Yeah. Almer of Zeira, my time of the Rav. So now, okay, we already had Rav Yehuda telling us that. And Rav Yehuda, and Rabbah had explained that Rav's reason is based on the word mitzvah and mitzvahs. So Rav Zeira has the same din, but he's giving a different reason. My time of the Rav, what is Rav's reason? The reason is because Rav holds shtei chatichas. When you have two pieces, efshel levarav isurai, you're going to be able to find out afterwards whether the isur was done. In principle, in other words, now the case where you have two pieces, where he's going to be chayiv in an oshem tolu, is let's say we didn't manage to find out the second one. Let's say, for example, the second one as the Gemara is going to talk about later. Let's say, for example, that a dog ate the second one, a goy ate the second one, whatever. But let's say, hypothetically, as long as the second one is still there, we can look at it and we can figure out, is it chaylev or is it truman?
Even if so it's
No. If you have two kizesim, you have two pieces, one chaylev, one truman. If he ate one of them, then we still have the other one available to check. And now we'll know. Then therefore we'll know. So therefore, the fact that we're able to know later on, that makes it that for now, therefore, he's bringing an Oshem Tolery. Because, in other words, one second. Rashi says like this. The whole point of an Oshem Tolery is it's meant to be a temporary Band-Aid. It's only meant to be until he finds out whether he actually did the Aveira or not. And if he did, he's bringing a Chatas. So Rav Zeira takes the view like this. When you have that in principle you would be able, after the first one was eaten, you would be able to find out whether the second one was the one of Isur or not. That's when he's bringing an Oshem Tolery, and then eventually when we find out, then he'll bring a Chatas if necessary. But if the situation is that we're never able to find out, namely, where we only have one piece, when you have one piece, you can't be Mavara because the one piece is gone. So therefore, he says that's not the case, according to Rav, where you would be bringing an Oshem Tolery.
You don't know the meat is meat. It's the same.
An expert can tell. I mean, we're talking about chaylev, for example. Chaylev has certain properties, has certain qualities, that certain characteristics. We learned about in a chulin that the chaylev is toisav krum v'niklach. It has a membrane attached to it. It's easily peelable off. An expert would be able to tell if it's chaylev or shomer.
There's no color.
I don't know if there's different colors necessarily. Maybe not necessarily, but whatever. The point is an expert will be able to look. It has a different texture. It has a different whatever.
Because the Oshem Tolery, I mean, you can't wait because there's no refrigeration those days. So they could find out within one day. So what are you bringing Oshem Tolery for? Yeah.
If they find out, fine. But what happens again if a goy comes and eats the second one or whatever? Then we don't have a way of finding. But the point is the fact that it was in principle possible to find out makes it that you have to bring an Oshem Tolery. If there's no way, even in principle, to find out, because there's only one piece, that's Rav Zeira's understanding. So the question is, my ikka ben time of the Rava or time of the Rav Zeira? Okay, both Rava or Rabba and Rav Zeira are giving reasons behind Rav's opinion. They both agree with the actual halacha. What's the difference between their reasons? The answer is ikka ben ayu kezayis umechza. The nafkamina between them would be, suppose that there was a kezayis and a half there. So you had two pieces. One was a kezayis, one was a half a kezayis. And he ate the one that was a kezayis. And we don't know if it was chaylev or shuman. the Rava, so according to Rava's reason, he would be Potter. Leka mitzvah, because according to him, we're learning from the word mitzvah in the Pasuk, that means there have to be two kevesim. There's no mitzvah, there's no isur minatora, well, I shouldn't say there's no isur minatora, but there's no chiyuv kares or chatas minatora for eating less than a kezayis. Therefore, you can't call it mitzvah unless you have two full kevesim over there. Therefore, he'd be Potter. Rav Zera, Efshel of Ari Suri. According to Rav Zera, okay, it's still Efshel of Ari Suri, practically speaking. You have a half kezayis left of the other, you have the other pieces left. It's a half a kezayis, yeah, you can inspect a half kezayis just as well as you could inspect a kezayis. So according to him, therefore, it's Efshel of Ari, therefore he would be chayiv. Rabbi Gershom actually has a girsa the other way around.
Is that the halacha?
Well, one second, we're not done yet with the halacha, but the Rabbi Gershom, interestingly, has a girsa the other way around. He says that if you have a kezayis and a half over there, Rabba would be mechayev him, Rava, would be mechayev him on the ground that you have over a kezayis over here. Rav Zera would take the view that when you have less than a kezayis, e'echshalavara, a piece smaller than a kezayis, you can't really tell whether it was chelev or shomim. Okay. Fine. Okay. Esvei Rav Yirmi or Rav Zera. So Rav Yirmi or Rav Yirmi says...
So less basically than a kezayis, according to Rav Zera, you would never bring a
No, if you ate less than a kezayis, for sure you're not. But in other words, we're talking about if there was left over, if you had to begin with, say, a piece and a half, of kezayis and a half, and you ate a kezayis and you have the remaining half kezayis, yeah, according to Rav Zera, you wouldn't be bringing one. So, Esper of Yumi Rav Zera, Rav Eliezer, Mekori Chayovin Al-Chalovai Oshim Talui, Al-Chelbai Oshim Talui, that, as we said before, Rav Eliezer says, you Chayovin Oshim Talui for Kori's Chelev. Now, why? Again, according to your understanding of Rav, you need two pieces over here, and there aren't. And again, the answer is, like before, just like we said before that Rabbi Eliezer would learn Yesh Eim Masoras, according to Rabbi's reason, now we're saying in Rabbi Zera's reason, Rabbi Eliezer would say you don't need that you're able to be Mavari Surah. He doesn't care about that detail. As long as you had a piece over there, then he can be Mechayev. So he asked him, what about the case?
You always bring an Ashim
so you don't, right. What about, he asked him from the case of the woman who did Yibum within the 3 months. Sofik ben Tishal Rishon, Oben Shival Achron, Yotzi va Vlad Kosher. We said he has to divorce her, but the Vlad is Kosher. V'chayev v'Ashim Tolui, but he, or they rather, are chayev and an Ashim Tolui. And again, the answer is Hamani Rabbi Eliezer. He would say that's according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that we don't need Efshel Avar Risurai, even though it's only one. No, each time he had to ask him. He asked him the same questions that Abaya asked to Rabba, and each time Rabba answered. One second. It just like in the first part, Abaya asked Rabba or Rava, and each time he explained to him that those Brises or Mishnayas go according to Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to go through the same thing here between Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Zera. Those were two different independent discussions, one in one yeshiva and one in the other. Now, again, we're looking at it in the Gemara, La'achra Maisa, after Ravina and Ravashi wrote it down for us. So it seems very obvious. Okay, you give the same answer each time. If we had been there, it might be that after Rav Zera would answer that was according to Rabbi Eliezer. What if Rabbi Yirmiyah finds some proof that it's not like Rabbi Eliezer? Then it's a serious question. Okay, fine. Eifrei. So he asked him, what about from the Mishnah? And the Mishnah in Nida about the two cloths, Nimsa al Shalah. Well, to be exact, okay, Nimsa al Shaloi, we said if we found it on his cloth, Tmeim Chayov and the Korban, then they're both Tomei and the Chayov and the Korban. Nimsa al Shaloh, Oisiyam, if you find it on hers immediately, Tmeim Chayov and the Korban, then they're Tomei and the Chayov and the Korban. Nimsa al Shaloh la Achazman, but if she only wiped a little bit later, then it's already a Suffolk, Tmeim is Suffolk, or Purim and a Korban, but Tony Allah Chayov and Bashem Toloi, and we said the Chayov and Ashem Toloi. And again, the answer is Homani Rabbi Yezri. The answer is again that right
after the fact.
Okay, so the answer is so Rav Zera deflects the question by saying, as far as I'm concerned, that Brisa can be a point to Rav Eliezer. The Chachamim don't have to agree with it, and therefore I'm entitled to go like the Chachamim. Okay. Next. So far we've had two understandings, or so far we've had two and a half, I guess you could say, understandings of why you need Shtei Chatichas. You had Chia Barav's reason that we're basing it on Yesh Emo Mikra. We had Rabba's or Rabba's understanding of Rab, that a variation on that, but it's because you have mitzvah and mitzvahs, so it means one out of two. We had Rav Zera's that it's based on that you need Efshel Avar Risure. It has to be that in principle, after the first one was eaten, you should be able to tell whether it was the Isser or the Heter was eaten. Now we're going to have a third reason. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav Bavu, Amar Rav. Starts off with the same din. Hoyu lefanav shtechatichas, achas rachelav, achas rachshuman. He had two pieces in front of him, chelav and shuman. Va'ochel achas man, ben yedei is man. Ochel, he ate one of them, he doesn't know which one. Chayav, then he's chayav, he's chayav and asham toloi. That's definitely a classic case of asham toloi. Chatichas, sofik, shalchelav, sofik, shalchshuman. But if it was one particular piece, which was a sofik, whether it's chelav or shuman, va'ochel, and he ate it, potter. Amr of Nachman, so Rav Nachman is going to give yet another reason for Rav's shita. My time of the Rav, because he holds shtei chatichas ikba isura. When you have two pieces of, one chelav, one shuman, you have a kviyus of isur over there. You know for a fact there was an isur present. Chaticha achas loy kover isura. When there's only one piece, there's no kviyus of isur. You don't definitively know that there was any object of isur there that was even chayav, that you should even be chayav for.
Because you don't know what was the...
Because you don't know that one piece. You don't know, no, because you don't know that one piece, what the status of it was. Was it chelav, was it shuman?
Which one piece?
If there was only one piece, that's why he's saying he's potter. But if there were two pieces, you know for a fact that one of them was chelav, so there was a kviyus of isur. Okay. So the question is, my ikka ben ikba isura l'she'iyef shalavar isura. Okay, what's the practical distinction between Rav Nachman's reason about ikba isura and Rav Zera's reason about efshalavar? The answer is, suppose that there were two pieces in front of him, now, suppose that first a goy came and ate one of them, and then a Jew came and ate the second one. So, now each of these Amaroyim, therefore, is going to say, so we're going to have different opinions about it. L'rova, like a mitzvah, b'idna d'ocho Yisrael. Rova is going to say, therefore, he's potter, because at the time the Jew ate it, there's only one, so there's no mitzvah anymore. So I don't care the fact that there was a piece of chalav here at one point, that there was a piece of chalav here, because we don't know. So by the time the Jew came and ate, it's one piece, sofik chalav, sofik shuman.
Nothing.
So therefore, nothing. According to Rav Zera, he would also be potter because EF Shalavara is sorting. Because you would say, again, you can't be Mavara because by the time the Jew comes, you only have one piece over there and there's no way of finding out. You can't trust the address of a goy. No, but we're talking about that a goy ate it and then the Yisrael came and ate the other one. So now there's no pieces anymore. There's no second piece left to check. And we can't go and ask the goy, what did you eat? Because we can't be soimach on what he said. So therefore, so according to Rav Zera, he'd also be potter. On the other hand, Rav Nachman, ikva isura. According to Rav Nachman, at one point there was a kriyos of isur over here. The fact is, we know that at one point there was an isur over here. Because at the point before anybody came in anything. Okay, and the point is, there was, the one of those pieces was Osir. We don't know which one. We don't know, therefore, which one the Goy ate and which one the Jew. There were two initially, therefore, it's Ikva Yisura.
Can you say, if the Yid ate first?
That's what we're going to talk about later. We're going to deal with that case later.
Right.
We're going to deal with that later on the Omer. But so in this case, where the Goy ate, so according to Rav Nachman, there was an Isser there at one point. Therefore, he's there. Therefore, there's going to be, therefore,
we don't. There was an Isser. I mean,
well, there was at one point. There was definitely pieces. There were two pieces at one point. So therefore, no.
There was an Isser.
That's fine. Because there was definitely a piece there. That was also.
There was definitely a piece that was also, but nobody knows who ate the.
That's fine. But that's the point is that since there was Ikvai Sura, that's enough to make him be chayav. And in fact, the Rambam Paskins like Rav Nachman. The Rambam Paskins like Rav Nachman, then in that case he would be Chayev. And the Lacha Mishnah, and the Rambam explains that one reason why the Rambam does that is because later on we have a Stam Mishnah that works better according to Rav Nachman's understanding.
So when the Yid came, there was just one left.
Doesn't matter. There was Ikba Isura sometime before the Yid came.
There was, what do you mean Ikba Isura? Isura was when
we mean, there was an object of Isur there. We know for a fact there was an object of Isur there. That's enough, according to Rav Nachman, to say that later on the Yid comes and eats the second piece. Yeah. Okay. Eisve Ravel. Well, that's what we're going to figure out. To Eisve Ravel Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman goes through the same objections to Rav Nachman as Abaya did to Rabba, and as Abaya did to Rabba. That's another good reason to say that it was Rabba before, by the way, because Rabba himself knew of those questions, and why is he bringing them up again over here? But yeah, so. So Rava asked Rav Nachman the same questions as Abaya did before and the same as Rav Yirmiyah did before. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kori Chayav Nachal Alchel by Ashem Talui. That Rabbi Eliezer says you chayav for the chaylev of an of a koi, even though there's no ikba isura over here because you don't know for a fact whether the chaylev of a koi is aser. And the answer is Rabbi Eliezer like by kviyos of isura. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't require that in order for a person to be chayav in Ashem Talui. He doesn't care if there's a kviyos of isura or not. He says as long as there's a suffix. Okay. Esve
even more machmir than Rav Nachman.
Well, yeah, Rav Nachman is going to the Chacham. Yeah. The Chacham would say you have to have a kliyos of Isra, says Rav Nachman. Esve suffik ben Tesla Rishonai ben Zayin Lachman Yosef Avlad Kosher v'Chayovin Bashem Tolui. So in the case of Yibum, and again, Homani Rabbi Eliezer, we would say that's the point of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chacham would say there's no Ashem Tolui in that case because there's no Isra Isura. Next, Esve Nimtzal Shalo Tmein B'Chayovin B'Korban Nimtzal Shalo Oisim Tmein B'Chayovin B'Korban Nimtzal Shalo Lachazman Tmein Misafik U'Korban Akorban. In the case of the two cloths, V'Toni Alav B'Chayovin B'Hashem Tolui. So in this case, Ishtik. Rav Nachman was quiet. He couldn't think of an answer to that. Labosu did not. He asked him from the case of the nida of the woman and her husband who just had relations and then they wiped with their cloths and they found blood on hers. La'achar, she only wiped la'achar's man. And they found blood on it, and we say it's a suffix. Did the bleeding start while they were still having relations, or only after he withdrew? And that, we're going to learn in Masechta and Nida. We'll talk about it. But the point is that the Braisa says over there is Chayven and Ashem Tolui, and Ishtik. So Rav Nachman was quiet about that. It didn't necessarily occur to him that it could be Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Before we had Rabbah took it as a grant, took it as a given that it could be that it's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Zera did the same thing. Rabbi Nachman did. Labasa did nafak later on after he left, meaning either Rava left or Rabbi Nachman left, whatever. Omar, he says to himself, Rabbi Nachman, my time aloy amri le dehamani Rabbi Meir. Why didn't I tell him that Mishnah in Nida could be according to Rabbi Meir? Why not Rabbi Eliezer? The Gemara is going to ask us in a few lines. Deloy boy kviyosa liyisura. We know for a fact that Rabbi Meir holds that you don't need there to be a ikva yisura. There doesn't need to be a kviyosa liyisura to be chayev and Ashem Tolui. Namely, the Tanya, we learn in a braisa, ha-sheichet Ashem Tolui b'chut. If a person has an Ashem Tolui and he shechts it outside the Azara, Rav Meir Mechayev v'Chachamim Poitrin. Rav Meir says he would be Chayev, like for any other Shotei Chutz, and the Chachamim say he would be Potter. The idea being, in other words, that an Ashem Tolui itself, especially actually according to Rav Meir himself, later on in the Masechta, we're going to have that, let's say, for example, the person brought the Ashem Tolui, and then he found out that he didn't actually do the Avera. What's the din of the Korban? So the Chachamim say over there, it doesn't matter. As long as he found out after the blood of the korban was sprinkled, then it's like any other korban, and then the korbanim eat the meat of it, and so on and so forth, and we treat it like every other. Rab Meir says that not. Rab Meir says that we consider it, where it's considered like cholin shenishchatu ba'azara, which means, therefore, that Rab Meir is saying that the Ashem Tolui itself is sort of a suffix, whether it's considered, whether the whole time it's up in the air. And therefore, Rav Meir is saying that if he were to shecht it outside the Azara, he would be chayev. In other words, that we don't care about it. We don't care about if by Isura. No, that it makes sense. It means that Rav Meir is saying that the in the case of an Ashem Tolui, there's always a suffix whether it's considered a korban or not. Because if he finds out, even after they did the avoda of the korban, that he didn't do the avera, then it turns out all along, it turns out retroactively it wasn't a korban. Nevertheless, he says you don't need a schazik isura. If you have one single item, like one piece of chaylev, where there's a suffix, whether it's chaylev or shuman, and the person eats it, he is chayev and Ashem Tolui. Therefore, the mayor is going to say that he's chayev for shechting that Ashem Tolui outside the Beis Mikdash. So he should have given that answer that we see that a mayor doesn't require ikba yisura. Okay. So the question is, v'amai, why did he need to do that? Why did he need to figure out that he could have told him it's your mayor's opinion? Why couldn't he have told him, like the other Amiroyim did, that it's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, this case about the two cloths? The answer is okay. How come Ashman 1 did a mayor b'shittas Rabbi Eliezer koi? Okay, he wants to tell, Rabbi Nachman wants to tell us, by the way, that you should know that a mayor in that regard holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Both of them hold that you don't need ikba yisura. Reb Meir, we see clearly from that case of the Ashim, of the Shechting, the Ashim Tolei Machutz, and Reb Eliezer, we see from the first Braita that we mentioned about the Koi. Where he says that he's Chayev for the Chaylev of a Koi, right? Okay. Yeah, that's how it is. Okay.
What?
He felt bad. He must have felt bad about it. Yeah, it doesn't say. Okay. Omer Rav Bar Avua Omer Rav.
So we're done.
So we're done with that, right? We have so far. Well, the halacha is again. The halacha is like Rav that you do need two pieces, and it's based. The reason behind it is Rav Nachman's reason that you need ikva isura. So no ikva isura, then no ashim tolui. As far as so that's it. So the halacha is like that. So not like Rav Meir, not like Rav Eliezer, and also not like Rabba's or Rav Zeira's understandings of Rav, and not like Rav Asi either, but rather like Rav Nachman's understanding of Rav. And again, the Lacha Mishnah says the reason is because later on we have a Stam Mishnah that fits better according to Rav Nachman. So therefore, the Rambam Paskin like him. Okay. Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav. If you have one piece, that is Suffolk Chalik Suffolk Shulman, and he ate it, then that brings us to the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim.
Rabbi
Eliezer would say he's Chayev. Right. So the question is, now, by the way, we don't necessarily mean the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding the Koi. Because the Gemara is going to ask, because the Gemara next asks, "My iria ki ochla, why is it important to mention that if you ate that piece, I feel loy ochla nami? Even if you didn't eat it, Rabbi Eliezer could make him be bringing an ashim, or could say that a person is bringing an ashim toler, as we'll see in a second. But the point is, so we're obviously not talking about their machloikas about, the chelim of the koi, because then by definition, it would involve eating, so then there's no reason to ask why you're talking about eating. Rather, we're going to say now that there's a machloikas where Rabbi Eliezer holds that a person can be bringing an ashim toler even when there's no, as we said before, even when there's no ischazik isura, even when we don't know that any issur was done. Namely, Dehotnan, we learn in a Mishnah, and in the last Perek of Amar Sechta, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Misnadav Adam, by the way, Tosfos actually learns differently. Tosfos says that all this time we haven't been talking about Rabbi Eliezer, but rather Rabbi Lazar. The whole time when we were mentioning the opinion about the Koi that was all Rabbi Lazar. Now we're starting to talk about Rabbi Eliezer, says Tosfos. So, Dehotnan. Now we learn in a Mishnah at the end, near the end of Amar Sechta, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Misnadav Adam Ashim Toli B'chol Yom. A person is able to voluntarily bring an Ashim Toli every day. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't even need there to have definitely been any kind of Isser over there, or even any action of Isser. So why are we saying that only if he ate the piece do we say that Rabbi Eliezer would say he brings an Ashim Toli in the Chachamim or not? Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, a person could bring an Ashim Toli every day if he wants. Because maybe he did an aver, basically. Yeah, we're gonna learn about it later on, and that's okay. Because he says that usually we know that a chassas and an osham can't be brought b'neder b'nedava. Rabbi Eliezer argues that an osham toli is a special case. You're able to bring it b'neder b'nedava.
Or anything else.
No, not anything else. An oil or a shlomim or a toda, fine, but not. Okay, but that's so he can do that anytime he wants. He can bring it. The answer is Amar Avashi, Rabbi Eliezer alibud debavav ben buta. We don't mean Rabbi Eliezer's own opinion when we said that bonu l'machlokas Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim. We mean specifically Rabbi Eliezer according to bavav ben buta. In that Mishnah on Daf Chafei, it mentions that bavav ben buta used to do that. He used to bring an ashim toleri every day of the year. Well, every day that you're allowed to, except Shabbos and Yom Tov, of course, except for the day after Yom Kippur. Now, why did he bring the day after Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur is mechaper for a person's avedus. Now, he himself would have liked to bring one on Motzei Yom Kippur, on the day after Yom Kippur as well. However, the Chachamim told him, and he accepted this, that, Jitnan, we learn in the Mishnah, Ela Oimrim Loi, they, the Chachamim, said to Bavam and Bota, Hamten ad shetikonis lebeis sofik, wait at least until you get to a point where there can be a sofik, whether you did an aveda or not. So therefore, so on the day after Yom Kippur, there can't be any such topic because Yom Kippur itself was Mechafer.
Why did they stand that?
Well, that's because otherwise he would have brought the day after Yom Kippur as well. The point being, in other words,
that he had done another after Yom Kippur.
Okay, the point is the Chachamim told him you have to wait until there's a reasonable chance that you might have done an Issur. So,
well,
we don't say tachnon beginning from Erev Yom Kippur until the end of Tishrei, is because it's days of Simcha, because you have we're busy preparing for Sukkot, and then you have Sukkot
the day after Yom Kippur.
Okay, but the point is, in other words, that we're going to learn over there that the entire day of Yom Kippur is Mechaper, all the way to the end of it.
Yes.
Okay, but the chances that he did something that night is not very is somewhat low. So therefore, the Chacham HaTorah is telling him, once you have a full 24-hour period that you didn't necessarily have kapara, fine, you want to bring an Ashem Tali for it, go ahead. But not when less than 24 hours have passed. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer himself doesn't care about that. Rabbi Eliezer would say you could even bring a korban even on Matzoyim, an Ashem Tali every day, including Matzoyim Kippur. Bavim and Buta, once the Chachamim told him that, then Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, so Bavim and Buta would say that you can bring every day, there has to have at least been some chance that he did an Isser.
Sure.
And then you have the Chachamim would say that there's nothing doing, you can't bring an Ashem Tali unless there's a real suffix that he actually did the Avera. So therefore, what we're saying over here is, when there's a piece that suffix Chalep, suffix Shuman, only if he eats it, would Rabbi Eliezer, following Bava ben Bota, say that then he can be bringing an Ashem Tali for that? If he didn't even eat it, they were just there. Then Rabbi Eliezer, I'll leave it to Bava ben Bota, would not say that you bring an Ashem Tali.
As opposed to
Rabbi Eliezer himself might say you could, because Rabbi Eliezer himself would say Misnadav Adam Ashem Tali b'chol yom, that you can be Misnadav, period. In other words, basically, you have three opinions. Again, you have Rabbi Eliezer says it can be completely benedava, so there doesn't even need to be any shadow of a suffix. Bava ben Buta would say that there has to at least be some kind of shadow of a suffix. There has to have at least been a 24-hour period when he could have done something, even if he didn't actually. And the Chachamim would say, no, you actually have to have an honest-to-goodness suffix, where there was a piece, or according to Rav, two pieces, whatever, and he ate one of them, etc.
I'm just interested in what's your paper.
Yeah, okay. Because somebody could have offended him on the Soyam paper. I don't know. Okay, fine. Turn it up on. So you look on a Achas Shoshon and Achas Shochelev. Bo Yisrael v'achal with the Rishona. So now suppose, before we talked about the case where a Goy ate the first one and then a Jew came and ate the second one, and we were discussing what would be the din according to the three Amiroi. Now it's the other way around. A Jew came and ate the first one, and then a goy came and ate the second one, then chayev. Then there's no question he's chayev, because then at the time when the Jew ate it, there were definitely two pieces over there. So therefore, according to any of the reasons, whether it's mitzvah, whether it's efshel avarer, you could have been avarer before the goy came and ate the second one, or it's chazak isura, yeah. So either way, it'd be chayev. V'chein kelev, v'chein oyre. The same thing would be if a dog ate it, and the same thing would be if a raven ate it. The Oruch Haner points out an interest of why do we need to mention all three cases, I mean, shouldn't it be obvious? He says, because the point is that it's kind of like each one is a chiddush. In the case where a goy ate the second one, in principle, you can't ask the goy directly because you can't trust his edus, but you could always ask him to see a chlapituma. You could always draw him into a conversation and see if in the course of it he happens to mention bring him around to a conversation where he might mention the texture or the taste or whatever of the piece of chaylev he just ate. And even then we're saying that we don't care about that, and we're still machayev him. And then even if it was a dog, where a dog, as the Gemara mentions elsewhere, takes a few days to digest its food. So in principle, you could, the Gemara says in Shabbos that Hashem realizes that dogs don't get very much to eat. Because we're not talking about nowadays where everybody has dogs as pets. We're talking about in the olden days, you know.
Sweet dogs.
So sweet dogs, whatever. So Hashem makes it that whatever a dog eats, it stays in its stomach for 3 days. It's able to live off. It's able to nourish itself off it for 3 days. So you have on the face of it 3 days to do an operation on the dog and cut it open and get out the piece and see whether it's chaylev or shulman. And then even if it was a raven, we digest it quickly. But so in all cases, he's chayev. On the other hand, ba ot kechavim ba'achal sereshayna. What if it was the other way around? A goy first came and ate the first piece. Ba yisrael ba'achal sereshayna. We said Rav Nachman talked about it in the Gemara. The stomach of the Gemara talked about it according to Rav Nachman and the other two Amoraim. Now we're talking in a Braisa. So ba yisrael ba'achal sereshayna. If a Jew came and ate the second one, potter, v'rebi mechayev. So he would be potter. says the Tanakhama, because there's no two pieces. But Rebbe is Mechayev, because he doesn't require that there have to be two pieces. Also, now another case. What if he ate the first piece? Now we're talking about Jews only. We're now talking about one Jew. He ate the first one b'shoigig, and then he ate the second one b'mezid, knowing that there was a suffix there. Then he's chayev and oshem toli for the first one. Because after all, there were two chatichas, and he ate one of them. But if he ate the first one b'mezid, and then the second one b'shoigig, potter, because again, at the time of the shoigig, there were not two pieces over there. The Rebbe Mechayev, whereas Rebbe would say he's Chayev, because again, according to him, it doesn't matter as long as there was Ik by Surah at one point. If he ate both of them Mezid, Potter Miklum, then he's Potter from anything, because you don't bring a Chatas for Mezid, you only bring B'Shoigig. What if he ate both of them B'Shoigig? Shneyan Chayovin. Then, okay, so here we're talking about actually where it was two people. One ate one and one ate the other. We may be talking actually in previous cases also where it's two different people. Whatever. The point is that you have two pieces. One Jew ate one of them, B'Shoigig. The other one ate the other one, B'Shoigig.
Two Jews.
Yeah. So Shneyan, obviously, B'Shoigig only applies to Jews. Shneyan Chayovin. Both of them are Chayev and an Oshem Toluy. And Hasheni loy min adin, and the Braisa says that technically the second one should not be chayev and an ashem toli, because after all, when the second one ate it, there wasn't ikba yisura anymore. El ashem ato oimer potter. The reason why you're chayev and an ashem toli, because if you say the second one is potter, inevitably it means kavaito sort of shoyne b'chatas. Then of necessity, it means the first one has to be bringing a chatas, because it means then that we were saying if we were to make the second one potter, it would mean in effect that we're saying that what he ate was shuman, and therefore that the first one what he ate was chayev. And therefore, we'd have to be mechayev and mechatas. And since we're not, but if we were to say he's potter, we can't do that, because then that would amount to saying the first one is for sure chayev, because there's no question one of them. Yeah, we don't know. So therefore, we're making them both bring an ashem toli. So 1 second, I'm saying umanu. So now the question is that last statement in the Braisa, which Tana is it according to? Is it according to the Chachamim or Rebbe? Remember, we've been having in the last couple of cases. We said that Rebbe doesn't care about whether the chazak isura when the Jew ate the second one, as long as there was a chazak isura at some point. So now, if this last din is according to Rebbe, minadinu, what do you mean? It's all, technically, he shouldn't have to bring an oshem toli, but we have to be mechayev him on that ground. According to Rebbe, of course he's chayev an oshem toli. There was a chazak isura here at one point. So then we'd say that both of them have to bring an oshem toli. The first one would have to because there was Shtei Chatzitzes, and the second one would have to because there was Ifai Surah originally among the Shtei Chatzitzes.
Even if he had one, but initially there were two.
Yeah. So when the Braisa says Loi Min Hadin, it can't be according to Rebbe. So then the question is, E Rabbanon. So then, are you going to say that it's according to the Rabbanon? What are you going to say? Mishum de la nikva rishon v'chatas. So what are you telling me? Because we don't want to make the first one bring a chatas, because we can't, because we don't know whether we ate chaylev. Namely, the sheni aisi chulin la'azara. Are we therefore going to tell the second one, bring chulin to the azara? After all, if the usual rule is that you need two pieces there when the person eats from it, then how can you say, here we're going to make an exception, and we're going to tell you, bring an ashem toli, even though there weren't two pieces, be chulin v'azara. You can't do that. Because if he doesn't have to bring the Ashem Tali, remember, according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, you can't just bring an Ashem Tali willy-nilly. You have to bring it only when you have the usual rules of Suffolk. And you don't have the usual rules of Suffolk over here, because...
this person did against that Chachamim, they brought the covering.
No, Bovim and Bota, being a Tana, is entitled to his own opinion. He held that you're allowed to. He held you're allowed to bring even if there's only even if there was only just enough time for a suffix. The Chacham say it's not enough for to have their time. There need to be the actual rules of suffix. And Rabbi Eliezer, we said, goes even further than Bava Ben Bota. He says even if there was no time for a suffix, just you can bring it totally bin a double. But according to the Chachamim, that you can't bring it in a dava, and you can't bring it just where there was time for a suffix. You can only bring it where there was an actual suffix. Well, you don't have the regular rules of our actual suffix over here because you don't have two pieces.
For the second person.
The answer is Amar Rav Ashi, Rabbi Eliezer. You're right. That Braisa would be only according to Rabbi Eliezer, so therefore, no problem. Kulin Ba'azara, Domim, it's not Avadim, Ashram Toli, B'Choyim. He says you can be Menad of it, so therefore, no problem. So we'll tell the second one, bring an Ashram Toli, because anyway, you could bring it. But look, if you have to bring it, then you have to bring it. And if not, then there'll be an Adaba.
the Ashram Talu, the Rabbi Eliezer, from Rabbi Eliezer, is a Chulin Bazar of the Chachamim.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not totally the only case where you have something that's mutter according to one Tana and also according to a different one. And then they have that from one end. Hey, one end. No, it's Chulin Bazara. First of all, you have a Macholikus Rashi and Tosfos in various places. No, it's for sure not Chayt Karas. That's Chulin, that's Chodei Chutz. Chulin Bazara, it's Macholikus Rashi and Tosfos, whether it's also Daraisa or Darabon. But even if it's also Daraisa, fine, you have, but you can make exceptions. So, so therefore, we tell this person, I see Oshem Tolu, you've asked me, bring an Oshem Tolu, he says, Rabbi Eliezer, and make a Tanai on it. E Ochal Rishon Shuman, if
bring
the
second one.
No, the second person, you bring an Oshem Tolu. The first one for sure has to bring, the first one, no question, has to bring an Oshem Tolu. Everybody agrees to that. But the second one, Rabbi Eliezer would say, we tell him, bring an Oshem Tolu, you've asked me, and make a Tanai on it. E Ochal Rishon Shuman, if the first one had eaten Shuman, who Ochal Chaleb, then you know for a fact that you ate Chaleb, Lehevi Kapara, therefore this will be a temporary kapara, a temporary band-aid until you find out, and then you'll bring a chatas. But you learn, have an adaba, and if not, then it'll be, then you can bring it as an adaba.
If he makes such a tnai, is it still considered a chulin?
No. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no such thing as an Oshem Tolu being chulin. According to the Chachamim, you can't do that. According to the Chachamim, there's no tnai, impossible. So according to the Chachamim, we would say the second one is not chai in an Oshem Tolu. Okay. Suppose a person ate Sopet Chalev, and then he found out that there was a suffix over here. Again, we're talking about two pieces, and he found out that there were two pieces over here, and one was chaylev, one was shomer nesed. Suffix chaylev and noydaloi. Then the same thing happened again. How many ashamas tluyim is he bringing? Rebbe Omer ani kashem shemedi chatas alchalachas vachas. So Rebbe says the same way as if he had found out in the end that they were all vade chaylev, then he would be bringing a separate chatas to each one because each one is in a separate halim. Kach maybe oshem tolu alchalachas vachas. The same way he has to bring an oshem tolu separately for each one because it works the same with chatas as with oshem tolu. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon Omerim. So. Ain maybe ela oshem tolu yechad. In that case, he's only bringing one oshem tolu for everything. For nemer al shigagosto asher shogag, because the pasuk says for his mistake, for his inadvertent act, which he did inadvertently, meaning shigagosto is singular after the oshgog is harve. So even if there were many shogagos of the same type, ain chayev elachad. There's only five.
One on every shogag that he did, and then there's several of them.
Okay. The point is, they're saying, since the Pasuk uses the expression by the Oshem Tolu that he's bringing his korban al shigagosai asher shogag, so they say shigagosai means one shogaga is covered. That means one Oshem covers many shogagas. Or actually, no, so it's the other way around. They're learning from al shigagosai asher shogag. The double expression, shigagosai asher shogag, means no matter how many shogagas there were, then he's bringing one.
Isn't that what you said?
No, I said Ashigotha is singular, but it means, in other words, that the point is Shigagotha, Asher Shogag, means many different Shigagos, that Shigagotha means one Shigag, Asher Shogag, no matter how many, which he did inadvertently, whether it was one or many.
Shigagotha
is one. It's one, but Asher Shogag means no matter how many he did. So, Omer Rav Zeira, Kan Shona Rebbe, so Rav Zeira says in this connection, Rav Zeira says about this, in this connection, when it came to learning this Mishnah or this Braisa or whatever, Rebbe taught us Yediyas Sofek Machalkas Lachatois. Knowing about a Sofek divides things as far as Chatois. Meaning, in other words, remember, what do we have over here? Each time he has a Yediyah, that there might have been Chaylev over here. There was an awareness that there might have been, that there was an awareness, no, I shouldn't say that there might have been Chaylev over here. There was an awareness that there was Chaylev over here and he might have eaten it. There's a Yediyah that there was a Sofek.
He knows for sure, right.
And Rebbe holds that divides things as far as Chatois. So, in other words, that we would say, in other words, like this. Suppose that again, he started with two pieces in front of him. He ate one of them, and therefore now he has a suffix, and therefore once he finds out, he's going to bring an Oshem Tolu. So now, later on, he finds out there was a suffix. Then the same thing happened again. Then the same thing happened however many times. Let's say eventually he finds out that actually all the pieces he ate, or whatever, however many pieces he ate, were in fact chayim. Rebbe holds, even though all he had in between was a yediyah suffix, each time he only knew there was a suffix, did I eat chayim or did I eat shuman, each one is divided from the next one, and therefore you're going to have a bunch of chatos.
That's what we said yesterday.
No, that was a different matter. That was Yediyah Lachatzi Shir. That was a whole other matter. It's not really the same thing. No, Yediyah Sofik is a whole different issue. Yediyah Sofik means He doesn't know for sure between one and the next whether he ate chaylev, but he knows for sure between one and the next that there was chaylev over here and he might have eaten. And then at the end, later on, he finds out that actually all of them were chaylev. So now, is he bringing separate chataris or not? Rebbe says yes. Rava Amar, Rava says no. Ein yediyah safek machalkes chataris. This, that he, if he only had yediyah safek in between, it doesn't divide things. It's still considered all in one chaylev, and therefore he's only bringing one chat. Ela hachi katani. So Rava says, therefore, the braisa should say as follows. Kishem shim hoysalo yediyah vaday. The same way as if in between one and the next, he had a yediyah vaday. He knew between one and the next that what he ate was chaylev. Then the din would be maybe chatas hakolachas vachas, that he would definitely have to bring a chatas for each one, because each one is in a separate halim. Kach im hoysel, a yediyah sofik, the same way. If there was a yediyah sofik in between one and the next, maybe osham toloi hakolachas vachas. Then he's bringing a separate osham toloi for each one. But Rava would say, if there was only a yediyah sofik between each one, you're not bringing many chatois. Many ashamas tloi, and that you can bring. If you never found out so far whether what you ate was chaylev or not. But if you found out at the end that they all were in fact chaylev and all you had in between was yediyah sofik, then Rav is saying, the braisa, you have to say that the braisa is saying you only bring one. Because you need a yediyah vaday, you need a yediyah vaday to make separate chatois, to make separate halemas as far as chatzas. Okay.
Whereas
Asham Talu, all you need is yediyah sofik, because Asham Talu itself is based on a sofik. Okay. Amale Abaya says to Rava, like Tisfera Yediyah Sofik Machalkas Vachatois, what, you don't hold that Yediyah Sofik are able to divide things as far as Chatas? The Isak Daitach Yediyah Sofik Ein Machalkas Vachatois, if you're going to tell me that not, that you need Yediyah Vada in between, and therefore, according to you, Chatas Achas maybe, according to you, therefore, if there was a Yediyah Sofik in between one and the next, at the end, you're only bringing one Chatas, why? Amai maybe Oshem Toloi Alkalachas Vachas. Then you have to ask, so why would he be bringing an Oshem Toloi separately for each one? Why would there be a difference? That for Oshem Toloi, it's enough to have Yediyah Sofik, and for separate Chatois, you need Yediyah Svadeh. Vaha Tanya, don't we learn in a Braisa? Tloloi Sholdavra, the general rule, Kol Shechalukin Vachatois, Chalukin Vashamas. Wherever you have separate Chatois, you have separate Ashamas. So therefore, so you should need the same kind of Yediyah. If you need a Yediyah Vaday according to you to make for separate Chatois, then you should also need a Yediyah Vaday for separate Ashamos. And you, even you are not saying that. You're saying for Ashamos, it's enough to have a Yediyah Sofik. Well, then for Chatois, it should also be enough to have a Yediyah Sofik. The only difference would be what you found out at the end. Did you find out at the end that everything you ate was Chaylev? Or did you not find that out yet? You still have each time a Sofik, whether you
have.
That's a bias, ain't it? Omale Rava Bar Chanan La Abaya. So Rava Bar Chanan, who is not the same as regular Rava, says to Abaya, "Uldidach to Amet Yediyah Sofik Machalkas Vachatois." Nu, and according to your svara, that you say that even if you only had Yediyah Sofik, then it is enough to make for a separate chatas for each one. It does divide it into different halemas. Ela Me'ata. Then by your logic, let's consider the case. Ochol Kezayis Chelev Lifnei Yom Kippurim. Suppose a person ate one Kezayis of Chelev before Yom Kippur. And he ate another kezayis after Yom Kippur, and we know that Yom Kippur stands in the place of an Oshem Toloi, because what we say is, in that same Mishnah over there where we have the whole thing with Bava and Buta, it mentions over there, suppose a person was chayev in an Oshem Toloi, and then, before Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur came, he does not have to bring that Oshem Toloi after Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is machaper for the suffix. So therefore, Lashon Arkan Oshem Toloi. So in effect, therefore, you have the point still is, if it has the same status, if it has the same strength as Yediyah Sofik, well then Hochi.
If he finds after Yom Kippur for sure.
One second. Hold on. Hochi nami de maybe shtei chatois, says Rava Bar Chanan. So according to you, Abaya, would you say yes to bring two chatois because it was divided up by a yediyah sofik? Haba helam achas achlinun. The fact is, he ate them all in one helam before Yom Kippur and after Yom Kippur. He didn't know either one was chaylev, or he didn't know either one was that chaylev is also whatever. So then why? So in other words, again, Rava Bar Chanan's scenario is he ate one piece of. He didn't know that chaylev is also. Let's say he ate one piece before Yom Kippur. Then Yom Kippur came. Then he ate another piece. So if we go like Rava, who says that you need Yedias Vaday to make separate Chatzos, okay, there was no Yedias Vaday, because Yom Kippur doesn't count as a Yedias Vaday. If a person has Chayav HaChatzos, he's told to bring it after Yom Kippur. But it does count as the equivalent of Yedias Safek, because we see you don't have to bring an Oshim Toloi after Yom Kippur. So Rava Bachanan is saying, then it should come out, according to you, Abaya, it should come out that you have two Helemis over here. Therefore, you should be Chayav two Chatzos, one before Yom Kippur and one after. But why? What's the logic? It was all in one helem, and presumably you, Abaya, agree that he's only bringing one chatos. So why? Amale Abaya. So Abaya answers him. Uman leimalon di yemakapurim mechaper al dolim siadale. So who says that Yom Kippur is mechaper where the person didn't know before Yom Kippur that there was even anything wrong? Maybe you could say like this. You know when Yom Kippur is mechaper, like Yediyah Suffolk, only if he knows that there was something wrong over here. So he knows that he ate Suffolk Chelev. Now comes Yom Kippur, and his Tshuva of Yom Kippur is mechaper like an Oshem Tali. But if he Bechlal didn't know that there was even a problem over here, he didn't know that what he ate was Chelev, or he didn't know that Chelev is also, or whatever, then maybe Yom Kippur doesn't do anything.
Well, listen, we're saying from the very side, no, from the very side.
Hold on. Omer Le Rava. So Rava answers Abaya. No, Hodavaloi Hodatsnam. No, the Mishnah in Shavuos says that Yom Kippur is Mechaper for Hodavaloi Hoda. Whether he knew of the suffix before Yom Kippur or whether or not, either way, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So even if he didn't know, it's still Mechaper. That brings you to what you said, that whether we know or whether we know. Alish, how you doing, Lon of Shane, and you doing, Lon of Right. Yeah. Okay.
Abaya didn't know that.
Actually, it's interesting you point that out, because you have in a few lines over here, you have in a different version of the discussion over here in an Ikka d'Amri, that you have actually one of the Amoraim calls the other one by a sharp word, trada, which literally means something like fool or lazy person or whatever. Hagoy Sabah puts it in over here that Rava says Trabaya trada, that you don't know that Mishnah in Shavuos. Yeah. Usually, yeah. Okay. Ikadamri, another version of the discussion is that it went like this. Okay, let's consider, forget about before and after Yom Kippur. Suppose a person eats a kazayas of chelev in the morning of Yom Kippur, the kazayas chelev of mincha b'yom kippurim. One second. You're going to tell me it's chayev two chatois, because every time, every moment during Yom Kippur is mechaper. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, who says that your assumption is correct? Uman leimalon Yom Kippur kol shayt mechaper. Who says that every moment of Yom Kippur is mechaper? Duma kula yom meurta. Maybe you need the entire day, beginning from the evening, going into Yom Kippur. Only then is it mechaper, when you have a complete Yom Kippur. Amalei Rava Baba Chana. On the bottom it says Rava Bar Chanan, who was in the discussion over here. Shrada, a fool or lazy person or whatever. Tanya, yeah. If a person did a suffik avera, later on in Omer Sefer, a person did a suffik avera on Yom Kippur, even if it was right before dark, potter. Because the whole day is mechaper. Right before dark, the whole day, every year. Well, not must say, but towards the end of Yom Kippur, before Ne'ilah, let's say. Okay. This that he calls in Trada, by the way, you have, the Chavit Yor has a famous Trova about it. How is it that the Chachamim use such sharp words against each other? And one answer is, for example, when you have a Rebbe and a Talmud, or an older Talmud Chacham and a younger one, then some of sees that, like, he's not applying himself properly, then he's entitled to call him by a sharp name like that. No.
But those days,
in particular, they were doing it purely the Shem Shemayim, were not necessarily.
Those days, those
also true.